Chaz and AJ Curran Volkswagen News.
A lot of tribe members holding on with unexpected nudity stories. Everybody on gets in the running for Judas Priest tickets. First, this is an amazing dog story.
Okay.
Let's go right to Jeremy Henson. What state do you live in, Jeremy? Kansas, right?
Yep, live in Kansas.
Cool. All right. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no problem.
What's your dog's name?
His name's Dexter. We call him Dexter Doo-Doo on account of all of the, stuff he did as a puppy.
Right. I love it.
Dexter Doo-Doo. Nice. From now on, I'm going to call myself Dexter Doo-Doo. Chad's going to go Dexter Doo-Doo.
That's great. Yeah.
Pets almost never wind up with the name they're given.
They never do. No,
not at all.
Face. Well, they get their name and then they earn another.
Yep. And another.
What kind of dog?
Another. He's a mutt. He's an Australian cattle dog. I think he's got some Springer Spaniel in him, some German Shepherd. I think he's got some Boxer. We got him from a pet rescue about 5 years ago. We're not exactly sure what he is.
Hell of a doggy weekend.
Your phone sounds a little muffled. I don't know if you can move the mouthpiece and make it clearer.
Yeah, is that better?
Try again.
A little more.
That's about
there. We are.
I can get
perfect. Right there.
Okay.
Don't right move. There.
Yeah.
Right on.
All right, so bring us through what happened.
Yeah.
Well, we went to Zion National Park for some hiking, and after that, we're going to go party over in Las Vegas. So after we drove from Zion to Vegas, we're all getting ready in the hotel room, and we got a ring notification.
Where's Dexter Doo-Doo right now?
Right now?
No. At this point, when you leave.
Good question. We left him at a doggy daycare little hotel thing back in Lenexa, Kansas.
Okay.
So he's chilling there. We're not having any issues that we know of at that point.
Right.
But we're getting ready, and we get a notification on our ring doorbell, and we check it out. And there's an animal on our front porch, and we're like, "Oh no, some poor animal is up there. What's going on?" And we start to zoom in a little bit, and we're like, "Oh my God, it's Dexter!
Dexter Doo Doo!
Like, Dexter!
There's Dexter Doo Doo on my front porch.
There's Dexter and Doo Doo.
Doo Doo, we see you. You.
What do Doo Doo? How do Doo Doo?"
Yeah, and so at that point, we're like, well, what do we do? We're 1,200 miles away. So we start calling everybody we know, but it's 11:30 back home.
Yeah.
So, of course, everybody's on phones on silent. Nobody's answering. My sister lives about a mile away. I was really hoping that she was having a bout of insomnia or something, but she wasn't.
Yes. Right. Deep breathing.
Yep. Yep. She did not answer. So my wife started calling the kennel, and that's when I activated the ring doorbell and started just kind of talking to him, soothing him a little bit. He's really good at commands. So I was just like, if I could just calm him down, try to get him to sit down, because he knows sit, stay, down, all that type of stuff.
Right.
And he's usually good at it, but when it's coming from this ominous voice from a doorbell, it was a little bit more difficult for him.
Great, and I'm hearing voices.
Some neighbors walking by, I think exactly. That mailbox is training that dog.
He thought you were saying something that sounded like sit, so right. The porch was a mess.
Yeah, full of doo-doo now. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we were able to calm him down and get the kennel employees back over there. They picked him up, but it was pretty stressful because this was February when this actually happened, and we had about 12 inches of snow that was barreling down on us. Mm. So if we didn't get him taken care of, he might have been left out in that snow. So
yeah,
we were pretty frantic there for about 20 minutes.
How far away was the kennel from your house?
It's about 2 miles, but it's not. That's as the crow flies. You know, it's suburbs of Kansas City, so lots of windy roads and stuff like that. But I take him on tons of walks every morning, so he's very familiar with the area.
Knows the roads.
We kind of do that on purpose.
Yeah,
we do it on purpose. I want him to be familiar. In fact, I've walked him up to that kennel before, so he, whether he knew the route or not, he could smell the route home, I think, and he made it home. Based off of what I can tell, with like piecing everything together, within about an hour, so he pretty much went straight home.
Nice.
What a smart dog.
Yeah.
How did he get out of the kennel?
Yeah. Under assumed name.
I'm not sure about that. From what I understand, they let him out around 9 o'clock. for like the last time they go out for the day with a bunch of other dogs, and they'd never had any dogs escape, so they don't really, you know, pay too much attention to them. They got a 6-foot fence. Seems pretty adequate, but not for Dexter Doo-Doo. He apparently scaled the fence.
Wow.
So 6 feet got over, and there's another.
Fence.
Right.
He's got to go home.
I know. He's got to get home.
Was it a chain link fence?
Was
it
a
barbed wire?
What kind of fence?
Yeah.
PVC.
I think it's a wooden fence, to be honest with you.
Oh. Wow.
At least that's what's on the outside. Maybe it's one of those things where they got, you know, a chain link on one side and looks better with wood fence on the other. But
either way,
he got out, got over, and he took off.
Do they have cameras there? Were you able to see?
Oh, yeah, some video, yeah.
No, they might have video, but they never shared it with me, so I'm not exactly positive.
This is the first dog to ever get out, and there was a 6-foot fence
right
in between Dexter Doo-Doo and his freedom.
Actually, Dexter's so smart. Dexter's so smart, he actually dressed like an Amazon worker. Left the premises, got into a van, drove off.
I picture Dexter Doo-Doo all in black.
Right.
Like the Tom Cruise Mission Impossible.
Like a ninja.
Up the fence.
Right. Dun, 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 Dexter, do, do, Dexter, do, do, do. What a smart dog. He's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is really an amazing story.
Yeah. Thank God he's okay, though.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, no joke. That was the biggest thing. And once he was okay, I was like, oh, this is kind of funny. I just posted the video on Facebook, and then, I mean, it's just taken off from there. I can't believe how many people I've talked to about this thing. I guess it's just a good feel good story. People like to, you know, hear something good these days. So
yeah, it's true.
I'm happy to share it with everybody.
Nice, man. Nice.
Yeah. The 6-foot fence thing really got my attention.
Yeah, there was another retaining wall behind that too. That was 4 feet.
Wow.
So he got over that. And then he realized, crap, and I got another one. So I don't know how he got over that other
man.
One.
Oh, doo-doo.
It was deep doo-doo. Yes.
Wow. A 6-foot, a 4-foot.
And then home.
And then the miles home.
The walk home, yes.
Yeah. And then, you know, it was 11:30 or so at night. Well, I guess 10 o'clock when he got out. I'm not sure. But he also had to cross a parkway that's 3 lanes each direction, so 6 lanes of traffic. He had to play Frogger across there, too. So he had himself an adventure, that's for sure.
Wow. He actually hit the crosswalk button.
But he was determined to get home. If you think about all that traveling and the smells and the sights, and there's a cat over here, and there's another dog over here.
Squirrel!
Right. He's very, very focused.
A carpet to drag my ass on, the whole 9 yards. Yep.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. I'm sure he had plenty of distractions. Plus, I told you we go on walks every morning. We make friends with the coyotes and the deer and everything like that. So he might have stopped off and said hi to a couple of his friends. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Had a couple words. I'm going home now. Yeah.
Wow. What an adventure.
Yeah.
What an adventure.
With a happy ending.
I'd love to see a picture.
Oh, yeah.
This video that you have, is there sound of you talking to the dog through the...
Yeah.
To Dexter?
Yeah. I'm not sure which video you guys saw, but yeah, there's you can hear me chatting with him, telling, "Hey, you're a good boy. You're a good boy. Sit, stay here. Don't go anywhere." I edited out the.
You edited out what?
I edited out all my F-bombs
because
I was pretty ticked off at the kennel at that point.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I don't blame you.
It happens.
Here's the audio.
Hi, buddy. Stay there. Dexter, sit. Oh, I know, buddy. I'm sorry. What a smart boy, though. Good boy. Dexter, come here. Good boy. Here comes some lights. That's them. Good boy. Thank you.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, Dexter.
You're absolutely the best dog owner.
I've been like,
we're dog parents.
Pee on their carpet when you get there.
Poop on their carpet when you get there.
Exactly, yeah. In the vehicle.
It definitely says something that the dog was like, "Nah, I still want to be here.
Yeah,
this is where I want to be."
Yeah.
All right, so all of this happens and Dexter's fine. What was the conversation like with the the pet hotel?
Honestly, it was kind of disappointing. They weren't mean about it by any means, but you know, we called them the next day and I was like, "Hey, what happened?" And they're like, "I don't know." Okay, can you fill me in a little bit more?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Could you fill me in a little bit more? I just kind of want to know what happened so that it doesn't happen again. And I think I was just talking to the front desk person. They you know, they're not in charge or anything like that. But eventually we talked to somebody who was in charge, one of the trainers that worked there. And they were apologetic. They let me know what they think happened. But they also said, unfortunately, we can't really keep him here anymore because once a dog figures something like that out, it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
You don't want him to stay there again anyway.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
proud of the guard.
I don't.
Did they comp you that stay?
I hope so.
They should have.
They did. They
Good.
Did. They
All
they,
right.
they comped it.
Did
so
the right thing.
At least they did that. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing the 6-foot fence part.
Yeah.
I think someone left a door open or something.
Right.
Maybe. He's a big dog, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's decent size. He's 75 pounds. And unfortunately, one of the things I do to wear him out is I hold toys as high as I can, and he jumps up and tries to get them.
So we just heard from the accomplice.
Yep.
Hey, left that part out
jumper.
There, sir.
He has an accomplice.
Look at you.
So, he's been trained.
Look at you now.
The fence thing happened.
Okay.
Then after that, we go on a 2-mile run.
Right.
Yeah, I bring him to the kennel. You trained him for this mission.
Yep, just to get comped.
My daddy told me how to do this. Daddy wants me to do this.
And a viral video.
It was a Jason Bourne type situation.
It really was.
He got the code word while we were gone, and he got activated.
No, your exits, yep.
Oh, man, this is so great.
The keyword is Wookiees.
In a happy ending. We love it. We love all
excellent,
of it.
Excellent, man, excellent.
Jeremy, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and pet Dexter Doodoo.
I will. Nice chatting with you guys. You all guys right. Have a good morning.
You too, man. Thanks so much.
Dexter Doodoo.
Dexter Doodoo. It's a cool name. Dexter.
What a happy ending.
Yeah.
Love it.
Thankfully, he was all right.
Hey, yo, Dex.